With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A Russian missile has struck a children's hospital in the Ukrainian capital.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says in a social media post the barrage targeted five Ukrainian cities in all, with more than 40 missiles of different types hitting apartment buildings and public infrastructure. At the children's hospital, rescuers are searching for people under the rubble of a partially collapsed wing of the facility, Zelensky says, adding that the number of casualties is not yet known. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, much of the eastern slice of Texas getting drenched now by Beryl, remnants of that once fearsome hurricane. They are flooding streets, causing extensive power outages. Two people in the Houston area have died. That's after trees fell on them. Authorities in Oregon's Multnomah County, a home to Portland, have reported at least four suspected heat-related deaths. The region continued to swelter under an early heat wave. Oregon's most populous city broke daily record temperatures on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The blistering heat spreading over much of the U.S. now. More than a week after the presidential debate, Democrats remain divided over Joe Biden's ability to campaign and win re-election.
As lawmakers return to Capitol Hill following the 4th of July recess, some Democrats in Congress are calling for President Biden to step aside, while others argue he should remain the party's choice. Over the past few days, Mr. Biden made personal calls to some lawmakers and joined a call with campaign surrogates. He says he has no plans to leave the race and believes he's the best qualified candidate to beat Donald Trump. Greg Clugston reporting.
The Dow is down 41 points, but the NASDAQ ahead 16. This is SRN News. No compromise on abortion.
That's the issue that most Americans believe the two parties are the farthest apart on. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 42% of respondents say there is no common ground between Republicans and Democrats on abortion. Another 38% say there might be a little room for compromise, but not much. Amongst registered voters, both Republicans and Democrats agree there is virtually no common ground on abortion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Swiss museum has pulled down five paintings, including a Van Gogh and a Monet, after the foundation that owns them called for a deeper look at their origins. This follows the establishment of new U.S. guidelines on how to handle artworks once confiscated from Jewish families by the Nazis. The foundation that owns the museum says it is looking to reach a fair and equitable solution with the legal successors of the former owners. This is SRN News. Another delay in the appearance of Manhattan's DA before a House subcommittee.
According to Politico, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's appearance before a House Judiciary Subcommittee is being postponed in the wake of a delay in former President Donald Trump's sentencing for his felony convictions. Bragg and Matthew Colangelo, who helped prosecute Mr. Trump, were supposed to testify on July 12th, a day after Mr. Trump's initial sentencing, but that sentencing was delayed in the wake of the Supreme Court's immunity ruling. No new date has been set for the judiciary hearing.
That's correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting. A group of Baltimore teachers is asking voters to approve a ballot initiative that would give $1,000 to new parents. That's in hopes of reducing childhood poverty starting from birth in the state. That would be going on the ballot in November. Another check on Wall Street, the Dow losing 41 points, the NASDAQ up 18. More details at SRNnews.com.